What about bendamustine?
Well, bendamustine was my next subject I was just going to bring up. It's clearly an agent that has a significant activity in follicular lymphoma. I'm not sure how big of an advance it is at this point. I mean, it's another alkylating agent. It appears to have significant activity, and it looks very important in the studies in relapsed disease. I think we need to wait and see what the combination studies show of it plus rituximab and in other combinations.
Right now, how would you utilize it, if at all?
Well, I wouldn't be jumping to use it in frontline setting yet until I had further data. My personal opinion for someone with advanced stage follicular lymphoma who can receive an anthracycline, I personally give them an R-CHOP regimen.
What's the thinking in terms of mechanism of action of bendamustine?
Well, I think it's an alkylating agent. It has some functions that some people have claimed are similar to a purine analog, but I think that the data that I have read shows that that's rather sketchy. And so I think it's really functioning as an alkylating agent.